Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Friday, June 4th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local breaking news released just earlier this morning, Polk County Sheriff's deputies arrested Lake Wales City Commissioner Kristen Fitzgerald on Thursday, June 3rd, and charged her with one count interference with child custody and one count aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, both felonies, after removing an 11-year-old child from his home without permission and threatening him with a firearm. She remains in the Polk County Jail on no bond. Your jobs here in the area: today's Dental Network is looking for a front desk receptionist. The perfect candidate would have a strong work ethic and strong computer skills with knowledge of front desk and dental insurance. Alan J. Ford of Wauchula is looking for a sales manager. U.S. work authorization and a driver's license are required, and 2 years of automotive sales experience are preferred. And Heartland Title Insurance Agency is looking for a receptionist, a high school diploma, or GED, and 1 year of Microsoft Office and customer service experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions: mostly cloudy, the temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit with the dew point at 73. Relative humidity 74%, the heat index is 87. Wind southwest at 9 miles an hour, the visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter at 30.08 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny early this morning, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late this morning. Showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms early in the evening, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 50% chance of rain. Saturday, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 90, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, and partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 30% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida avocado growers have seen supply waver with hot demand for South Florida real estate and from disease pressure. ThePacker.com reports shipments of Florida avocados totaled 36 million pounds in 2020, down 19% from 2019 and off 34% compared to 2015. Florida's avocados accounted for 8% of U.S. grown avocados in 2020 compared to 18% in 2019. According to the National Ag Statistics Service, acreage for Florida avocados has declined from 7,500 acres in 2008 and 9 to about 5,900 acres in 2017 and 18. Multiple studies show single-bag cherry sales are over 70% impulse purchases. That's according to Catherine Geip-Stewart with Domex Superfresh Growers, who tells ThePacker.com making sure cherries are on display both in produce as well as by the cash register helps sales. She says important elements for retailers include communicating cherry availability, online availability, and making sure consumers know the health benefits of cherries. Since restarting its coronavirus relief programs 2 months ago, the Biden administration has paid $410 million to farmers and ranchers. Agriculture.com reports USDA data shows an estimated $5.6 billion is available to cattle producers and row crop farmers. Since the coronavirus food assistance program began a year ago, the USDA has sent $24.23 billion to producers.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Producers have until the end of today to take advantage of the extended sign-up period for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2. Additional commodities were added in CFAP 2, but among those not eligible are pollinators. That's making it harder for commercial beekeepers like Barry Hart and his son, who provide pollination services to producers in Georgia, Florida, Michigan, and California with their 4,000 beehives.
We could count our honey as our crop for CFAP, but we could not count our pollination services. If it weren't for the bees setting that almond crop out there in California, there wouldn't be a commodity out there.
Hart, owner of Hart Honey Farms in Fargo, Georgia, trucks his bees around the southeast and out west to pollinate zucchini, squash, cucumber, blueberries, and other commodities. He says the pollinator services are as valuable as the honey crop, especially after lost honey production due to the greening disease hitting Florida's citrus groves. Hart says they used to close the hives every fall, but now he and his son are chasing the bees around the country about 52 weeks a year.
A carrot don't need a bee to pollinate it, but it needs a bee to pollinate it to make seeds so the farmer can take that seed and grow the carrots.
Hart says he'll take his bees to Michigan next, then to South Florida for the midsummer pepper crops. Some will go back to Georgia for cotton before shipping close to 18 semi-loads to California in January.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning, the gains coming on the heels of the government's May employment report.
It's a sign the firms are making some progress, filling a record number of openings as the economy powers up. The Labor Department reports payrolls increased by 559,000 last month after a revised 278,000 gain in April. The jobless rate, meanwhile, dropped to 5.8%. Employers are trying to get headcounts in line with a resurgence in demand.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. China is protesting President Biden's expansion of a list of Chinese companies whose shares are off limits to U.S. investors because of their purported links to the Chinese military as well as to surveillance activities. Mr. Biden's order continues a policy enacted last year by then President Trump. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with the NBA playoff action and the Nuggets, who reached the second round for the third straight year last night.
The Denver Nuggets advanced to the second round of the NBA playoffs with a 126-115 victory over the Portland Trailblazers. Nikola Jokic led the Nuggets with 36 points, while reserve Monte Morris had another good game off the bench with 22 points and 9 assists as the Nuggets rallied from a 14-point second-half deficit to take the series 4-2.
This game six, let's play like a game seven. So when things got tight, we like, yo, we right here. We keep knocking on that tree, keep knocking on the tree. Eventually, it's going to fall and be in our favor.
Michael Porter Jr. scored 22 of his 26 points for Denver in the first quarter. Damian Lillard topped the Trailblazers with 28 points and 13 assists, while C.J. McCollum added 21 points for Portland. I'm Jim Bernard.
Elsewhere, the Suns close out a six-game series dominating the Lakers 113-100 to advance. This is SRN Sports. There was National Hockey League playoff action yesterday. The Boston Bruins take the 2-1 advantage in the second-round best-of-seven Stanley Cup series. Brad Marchand scored 3:36 into overtime to give the Bruins a 2-1 win over the Islanders, who will host Game 4 on Saturday. In Tampa, Carolina blew a 2-0 lead before Jordan Staal netted a power play goal at 5:57 into the extra session to give the Hurricanes a 3-2 victory and cut the Lightning series lead at 2-1. It was Staal's fifth goal of the playoffs and left the home team 0-3 in the series. Game 4 is on Saturday. Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League. It was the Rays over the Yankees 9-2, Red Sox 5, Houston 1. The White Sox beat Detroit 4-1. Kansas City over at Minnesota 6-5, Seattle 6, and the Angels 2. In the National League, San Diego down the Mets 4-3, Giants 7, Cubs 2, with the Reds over the Cardinals 4-2, Milwaukee 7, Arizona 4. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, and no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And you can find them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for today: I told my doctor that I broke my arm in four different places this week, and he told me to stop going on trips all the time. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.